Welcome to Planet Radio, your favorite radio program here, and today we are going to talk about someone that contributed to the victory of England against Germany in World War II. This person is Alan Turing. Peter Crouch is here with us in the studio. He's an expert on World War II. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Aaron. Thank you very much. And yes, I am here to talk about World War II and to explain how things were at that time.
Very good. And we also have with us a computer scientist. He specialized in computers and he knows a lot about the Turing machine and the bomb, which are both Alan Turing's inventions. Hello, John Smith. How are you?
Hello, Aaron. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Peter, why don't you tell us about Alan Turing's life?
Sure. His name was Alan Matheson Turing. He was born on the 23rd of June 1912 and died on the 7th of June 1954. He was the inventor of the concept of computers and created the first one. During World War II, he worked for the government on secret projects that were made public 70 years after. He was openly homosexual. Homosexuality was illegal at that time and became a problem for him later in life.
And John, could you tell us about his computer known as the Turing machine?
Well, when Turing was at university, he built the Turing machine. It formed the basis for the modern computer. It used the same logic as any modern computer algorithm. It manipulated symbols using certain rules. It was not as useful as the modern computer, but worked more as an hypothetical device.
So basically, all our computers are based on Turing's idea from 1936. Pretty impressive. So, tell us about the bomb and how the bomb worked.
Of course, the Germans had an encrypting machine called Enigma. It had a huge number of decrypting possibilities, and the code changed every day. So, it was impossible to decrypt in a human way. But two German mistakes allowed Turing to decrypt it. A letter could never represent itself. For example, an A could never be an A, and they finished every message with "Heil Hitler." What could have been 5,000 million years of testing all the different possibilities transformed into 20 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. But Peter, do you have any idea of how much time did it take to build the machine?
Historians don't really know, but it's believed that it was built between late 1939 and early 1940. It was a masterpiece.
And what would have happened if the bomb had never been invented?
Historians think that if the bomb had never been invented, the war would have lasted two more years and there would have been 14 million Allied deaths. Of course, this is only a theory and is not that precise.
I didn't expect the bomb to be so important. But tell me, Peter, how did he die?
Well, it was bad time for gay rights, so they made him choose between jail or chemical castration. He chose castration and fell into depression. He later committed suicide on the 7th June 1954.
Where did he study, Peter?
He went to three schools during his childhood and then studied at King's College, Cambridge.
John, I heard about the Turing test, but I still don't understand what it is and how it works.
Well, it's a test to see if the computer can trick a human, making him believe that he's a human. If a machine passed the test, it will mean that the computer was as intelligent as a human. To give you an example in modern times, if a human sent a message with a phone, and another phone writes a message itself and sends it to the same recipient, the phone could be considered as intelligent as a human being if the recipient cannot tell if the message was written and sent by a human or a machine 50% of the time. No machine passed it until 2009.
Impressive! So, I think it's going to be all for today. I hope you enjoyed the program and see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.